Let's get ready to study God's Word. Greetings to one and all. Welcome to another episode of Rightly Divide the Word of Truth. This is Andrew S. Baker, and it's time for another devotional study. Please be sure to visit us at biblestudy.asbzone.com, where you can find links to our previous episodes and various Bible study resources. Let's have a word of prayer before we get into our study today. The Heavenly Father, we want to thank you, Lord, for your mercy and goodness to us. Thank you for your love. We invite your presence to be with us. Grant us of your Holy Spirit to give us wisdom and understanding, and help that the things that we present here will be understood and that we will rightly divide your words of truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Today's study is entitled, Lending a Helping Hand. And our passage for this study is Exodus 17, verse 12. But Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. Okay. In the middle of Exodus chapter 17, we have an interesting story. In fact, Exodus 17 starts out with Moses getting water from the rock the first time, where he struck the rock when he was supposed to strike it. And the first seven verses address that. And then verse 8 starts off with something else. And I'll never know why the writers of the, well, not the writers of the Bible. I'll never know why the folks that did the chapters and verses much later on, why they didn't decide that this should have been the beginning of Exodus 18. But in any event, here we are at Exodus 17, new paragraph. Then came Amalek and fought with Israel in Rephidim. And Moses said unto Joshua, choose us out men and go fight with Amalek. Tomorrow I will stand on the top of the hill with the rod of God in mine hand. So Joshua did as Moses had said to him and fought with Amalek. And Moses, Aaron and Hur went up to the top of the hill. And it came to pass when Moses held up his hand that Israel prevailed. And when he let down his hand, Amalek prevailed. But Moses' hands were heavy. And they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon. And Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands, the one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. And Joshua discomfited Amalek and his people with the edge of the sword. And the Lord said unto Moses, write this for a memorial in a book, and rehearse it in the ears of Joshua. For I will utterly put out the remembrance of Amalek from under heaven. And Moses built an altar and called the name of it Jehovah Nissi. For he said, because the Lord hath sworn that the Lord will have war with Amalek from generation to generation. Very interesting. Amalek came and fought with Israel. We don't see too many nations looking to come and fight Israel. We do know later in the story of Balaam that Balak, king of Moab, sought a conflict. Moab and Midian sought a conflict with Israel, but they were afraid to go against them directly. And so instead, they tried to have Israel cursed, and then Balaam ultimately tried to undermine Israel to make this whole thing happen. But here, Amalek, out of the blue, for no reason that is apparent to us in this passage, Amalek decided they were going to come and fight with Israel in Rephidim. And God obviously has a conversation with Moses that's not recorded here. At least not recorded at the beginning. By the time we get to 14, God says what he says to Moses, who records it. But in the beginning, God sends Moses to have Joshua go fight the people. But God wants the people to see that God has a conflict with Amalek because what Amalek has done. And so Moses gets Joshua to get some people together. It's interesting that we're not told the numbers of the people or anything of that sort. The emphasis of this story is on Moses. And so God tells him to do that. And Joshua goes and does it. The next morning, Joshua goes off to fight. Moses goes up into the mountain with Aaron and Hur. And while Moses is up there and he raises his hands, Israel is victorious. When his hands get tired, Amalek is victorious. So Moses is doing this for some time, no doubt. And then it says, but Moses' hands were heavy. He's up there all day. And so Aaron and Hur get a big stone and put it under him like a chair. And he sat. And so that now his legs are rested. And then Aaron and Hur kept his hands up. So they stood next to him and his hands rested upon them in some fashion. And because of that, he was able to keep his hands steady until the going down of the sun. Sometimes leaders just need a helping hand. Just need a helping hand. They did two things for him in this exercise, which were vital for Israel. They gave him a place to sit, and then they helped him keep his hands up, because it was the keeping of his hands that guaranteed the victory for Israel. Sometimes leaders just need a helping hand. We don't read that they said anything to him or that they strategized with him or anything else other than they made it easier for Moses to perform the responsibility that he had to perform in order that Israel would be victorious. And that's what supporting leaders often means. Just helping them to accomplish what they're trying to accomplish successfully. Why did God elect to do it this way? Well, for one thing, he wanted it to be clear that it was divine strength aiding them. He also wanted it to be clear that it was cooperation with divine strength, right? Joshua didn't need to be there. Let's be honest. If victory is coming about whenever Moses raises his hand, you don't need Joshua there. You could have angels. You could have something else. It could be an entirely supernatural activity. But Israel needed to be vested in their own deliverance. They needed to be involved. They needed to participate. They needed to clearly understand that God would work with them as they pursued the course he gave them. And then, on top of that, it needed to be clear that even with their involvement, their strength was coming from God. The only way this was working at all was that Moses was following the instructions that God had given. And while Moses' hands were up, there was success. But when Moses' hands came down, there was failure. And so here we have a supernatural conflict that has three groups of people making it effective. Joshua had to go and fight. He was commissioned to be the agents through which the victory would occur. Moses had to hold up his hand in order that Joshua would win. And then finally, Aaron and Hur had to help Moses hold up his hand so that Joshua could win. But it was God's battle. And here we have human strength cooperating with the divine, which was vital to what they needed to accomplish. That's what happens. That's what we should understand and think about. That God has placed us in various positions to accomplish things that ultimately he's giving us the power to accomplish. But we have to participate. We can't just sit there and say, oh, it's in God's hands. It is in God's hands. But he has established that we will be part of the execution process. We will be part of the process of executing those steps, those plans, those activities that he wants us to execute so that his power can be manifested through that. That's how God wants it to be. He doesn't just want us sitting there and having everything happen around us supernaturally. He wants us to be vested in it. And he blesses us for being part of it. I encourage each one to consider how you might help someone else, especially those in leadership, but not only those in leadership. Think of people that are trying to accomplish great things in the Lord and see if you can't be involved in holding up their hands. Just as it shows us in Exodus 17:12, but Moses' hands were heavy, and they took a stone and put it under him, and he sat thereon, and Aaron and Hur stayed up his hands. The one on the one side and the other on the other side. And his hands were steady until the going down of the sun. Exodus 12. Exodus 17 and verse 12. Let's close with a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your mercy and goodness and love. We ask you to please be with us and bless us. Help us to seek out opportunities when we might provide just a little assistance, a little timely assistance to those in leadership position, as well as those who are less fortunate and may not be able to accomplish what they need without our assistance. Please help us, Lord. Please bless us. Enable us to be attentive to the needs of those around us, And Lord, when time shall be no more, please save us in your kingdom, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Thanks again for listening to this podcast. You can reach us via email at biblequestions@asbzone.com. We look forward to hearing from you, whether you have questions, comments, suggestions, or concerns. We also recommend that you check out the True Wisdom podcast, where Robert and I discuss Bible stories and topics together. Both of these podcasts can be found on over a dozen platforms, including Google, Spotify, Amazon, and Apple. Please remember our ministries in your prayers. Until we meet again next time, may God richly bless you as you prayerfully study and share His holy word.